Welcome to the Ignite Your Acting Career Podcast, session number 6.
Are you looking to accelerate your acting career, to stand out from the pack? Join host Frank Fawcett as we ignite your acting career.
Hey, what's up? It's Frank Fawcett, your host of Ignite Your Acting Career. Welcome back after a long hiatus. I want to thank you all for listening. I've been seeing the downloads. We've been getting the messages. And part of this episode is what I want to talk to you about, why it's been so long since we've had an episode. It's good news. And it's also life. You know what I mean? Life gets in the way. Sometimes as actors, we have to figure out how to manage both life and a career, and to make things more easy to stomach. So anyway, without further ado, ignite your acting career. This summer, I had a very interesting summer. I ended up going to Los Angeles for an extended period of time and doing some work outside of the acting field, but still entertainment related. I was doing a lot of writing. I've been writing for other producers and directors. If you don't know, that's part of my artistic journey is being a writer and, you know, coming up with ideas. And, you know, I seem to have a really good knack at coming up with it. And you believe it or not, you need these things to make yourself more marketable and to make yourself, keep yourself busy, because I mean, that's the key of it, is keeping yourself busy and making sure that you have, your bases met outside of acting. So then when you're, you know, having some slow time, some downtime, you can actually keep working. So that's where this podcast comes in. That's where the Ignite Your Acting Career website comes in. We're at igniteyouractingcareer.com.
5 free acting tips that'll put you head and shoulders above your competition and make you a better actor. That's free. All you have to do is go to igniteyouractingcareer.com and sign up. So back to it. I actually was, when I was in Los Angeles, I was dealing with some family. I had some family issues. And, you know, all these family issues can deepen our progression as an actor. I mean, they call it drama for a reason. You know, you have people in your family who they're on their own mission, you know. And, you know, we look at heartbreak as a, well, I want to say heartbreak, but I also mean like issues within the family that are causing strain. Things like, I'll just go ahead and say it, addiction. I had somebody in my family who was dealing with a very, very tough relapse into addiction. And I just kind of got thrust into it. They're kind of extended family, but, you know, I really am close to them. And just witnessing it firsthand and kind of, you know, figuring out where that comes from. It just really, and at the same time, I'm writing a script, and it was very interesting to kind of fuel that thing. So, you know, prayers go out and all the best to people who are experiencing that type of thing in their life. So, but anyway, to some more lighter stuff. I hate to come back and give you straight up drama stories, but, you know, I guess that's why we're actors, is because we're fueled and we want to exhibit our real lives through within the confines of a character. And that's what we do. Is the best acting is from a high wire net, you know. Without a net, you know, we've got to experience really what's written in for us in the script, and what we decide that the choices we want to make in these characters. And like I said, it just life experience. That's what I would give as far as advice to any young actors coming up would be live your life, have some experience, because, you know, when I got out of grad school, I felt like I didn't have enough lived experience to do anything other than technical acting. So there was times where I felt like a fraud in a way, because I was like, yeah, you're giving me this role because I know how to approach a character. I know how to play an action, and I know how to not stink up the room. But the depth that I was missing, the stuff that I was seeing from, you know, Meryl Streep and Robert De Niro and Denzel Washington and all my favorite actors, I felt like I couldn't do that. And I definitely felt that after undergrad, which is what really fueled my decision to go to grad school, was because I felt like I needed more craft to approach that. You know, I have a teacher that used to call me. She was like, yeah, you're really good, but you're raw, you know, and I never knew what that was. So then I became, after grad school, polished and raw, but I still didn't have that lived life experience. And now I just celebrated a birthday in December. And I've started to see, after, you know, reflecting on the heartache and pain, it now informs my work. It makes my work more lived in, you know. And it's even small moments where I'm like, I know what I'm doing is working, because, you know, I've actually been in these situations, or I've actually had a chance to know loss or to know trauma. And, you know, it makes you richer. And I would suggest, and I would encourage everybody, to make sure you live in those moments and experience them to the fullest, because they will always inform your work. There's nothing worse than an actor that's just hollow. You know, you feel that they are doing their job and they are doing just their job. You know, the real actor, and I mean, they get paid the same amount of money, but there's no way, and I repeat, I've said this before in a podcast, I know, there's no way to maintain that type of existence on screen. You know, that's the actors that become really frustrated and they end up leaving the business or being asked to leave the business. So there's also that. So a lot of people really want to justify their being on camera. And I'm telling you right now, if you hang with me and you live your life, have life experience, put your craft along with your life, you'll soar. You'll be able to really make a dent in this industry. So without further ado, let's go on to some of the things that have been run on our Ignite Your Acting Career Twitter. We're at Ignite Acting on Twitter, so go ahead and follow us. Also, Ignite Your Acting Career on Instagram, so you can keep all your updates. I picked out a couple stories I wanted to cover. Three things you must do your first year as an actor. This is posted December 11th on Backstage.com by Erica Shannon. She says, the day after I moved to NYC, I went to 3 auditions and fell flat on my face in the middle of my very first dance call. Yeah, in a room full of strange, beautiful chicks who I was certain were so happy to see me fail. I remember the humiliating ride in the elevator with the other girls from the audition. Just wanted to hide and go home. That was the day in the unforgiving dead of winter, 1999. Well, we're going through it right now. Nursing a bruised knee and ego, I began my career as a professional performer. Did I get better? Of course. But the first year out here on my own was hard. I put so much pressure on myself to do it all the right way. And in hindsight, I wish I would have given me the permission to chill the hell out. So if this is your first year pounding the pavement, here are your first year must-dos and 3 nice to-dos so you can prioritize your life and start your career with a bang. Your first year. First, you must lay down the foundation of your day-to-day survival. A place to lay your head and a job to pay the bills. Not the most glamorous item on the list, but without proper rest and a little financial security, you will feel scattered and desperate. Man, can I tell you right now, I'm going through number one on the list. And as a seasoned actor, I can tell you, you know, there are things that are going right in my life. But as far as like getting housing together and coming to a new city, because right now I'm in New York City, and just starting to rekindle everything, put everything back in place, man, it would be so much easier if these things were already taken care of. And that's the bottom line. I mean, then you can focus on taking the risk that you need to take to be an actor, to go out and audition, to spend money that you have to spend on any incidentals that come up. Say you need new headshots, because for some reason, when you sign with an agent, always seems like they want you to get new headshots. Now, without fail. Actually, my last agent in Atlanta didn't really do that, so I thank her. But, you know, you can't be more prepared to go into your first year. I would suggest having some savings, probably about $10,000, you know, just to get yourself started until you can find a job and get your housing taken care of. So, you know, that's a great tip that she added there. Two, you must auditions. Get thee to as many auditions during your first year as you can. Do it all. Chorus calls, EPAs, Broadway, regional, reality shows, TV. If it's an open call and you fit what they're looking for, go. Every audition is a free opportunity to learn. You'll develop relationships with casting directors, gain confidence, and learn great choreography, test your material, meet tons of people. Those people could very well become agents, casting directors, and choreographers someday. So, you know, what I pull from this is that, you know, you never know who you're meeting. I can tell you several times that I've been in close proximity with somebody who would then go on to be somebody quite influential. You know, some of my closest friends who are outside of the business are now, you know, I've been out of school for 10 years. They've been on their career path for 10 years and they've moved through the ranks. They might have started off as somebody's assistant, but now they have a job at a studio, or they may have started off as an actor and decided to make a detour, and now they're producing their 14th movie and they have a lot on the Paramount office on the Paramount lot, you know? So you never know who you're talking to. And that should be clear, because you want to keep these relationships. It's an old adage that says, the people you meet on the way up are the same people you will meet on the way down. So I've always been very careful about that. I mean, I'll admit it. I have an abrasive personality at times, or, you know, I can be very, very shy, or it's a bad word for shy. I can be very to myself because I'm a Sagittarius. I'm very calm and cool. I don't mean any harm by it, but it can be interpreted in a different way. But I've always tried to maintain my relationships. I've always been a straight shooter guy. So, yeah, that's definitely what you want to do. And back to the point is, you must audition. So, you know, these people, and these people get you auditions. It's as simple as that. When you get auditions from people,
when you get auditions, you don't know where they're coming from, is what I'm saying. So, you know, you can be the guy who sits back and waits for your agent or manager to jump up and tell you, hey, we got an audition for you. But you wouldn't be a proactive actor if that's
you would
the case.
Be the guy who is subject to whatever is given to you.
And right now, in this day and age with the internet and everything that's happening, you know, and people building channels on in which to get discovered, you would be at the bottom of the barrel. Now, I'm not saying you can't get lucky in that way, but you'll be better off if you know how to go and get it. Let's just say that. So three, you must find your tribe. You cannot function by sleeping, eating, and auditioning alone. You need to be social. Share stories. This is also about the same thing. Company, compare disastrous side jobs, blow off steam, and find balance. Build your support system because you will need it. Your tribe will cheer you on if you book your dream gig, but they'll also let you cry on their couch when your nemesis books it instead. These are the people who will talk you out of moving home to work at your dad's accounting firm. Keep them close. Now, once you've set yourself up with your must-dos, you put these next three items onto your radar. Okay. So, yeah, that's when you find your tribe, you realize that you come up with, I wouldn't say a class, because I've always kind of trended younger than my group. I've always been able to relate to younger groups as well as my own group. But, you know, the people you look to your right and look to your left at when you're auditioning, no matter what level you're at, community theater, all the way up to, you know, being on a television show and being testing for pilots and everything. So those are the people that you will continue to see within your career. You'll run into them over and over again. You'll see them on TV shows. And I'm telling you, it's going to be easier if you all have some type of camaraderie. Because in that camaraderie, you then also go back to two. You then get to know the people who can help you in your career. You know, and help can come in many different ways. I mean, nobody's going to be like, hey, now that I know you, I'm going to be your friend only so I can get something from you. No, that is the worst type of friend. And people can see that coming a mile away. It's going to be the friend that is like, you know what? I was just reading this script and, you know, I got this pilot audition. It's great. I'm okay for the part, but man, you would be great for this part. I mean, I had a situation like this in, you know, way back in the day. And I just went ahead and did that bounce pass to that person. I went ahead and made that happen so that they could get the chance to soar. And, you know, booked it and had a very successful career, that person. So, I mean, I encourage you to not only build your tribe, but to right now you've got web series, you've got all types of things. You've got people putting together their own little TV show on the internet. So what better way to build a tribe than by working with these people, than by collaborating with them, by writing with them? Like I said, writing has been like an ace in the hole for me right now. Being able to think up your ideas and then put them down on a page is key right now. I mean, I was also in a sketch troupe in Los Angeles that, you know, gave me a chance to really do the comedy that I wanted to do. It was like being on SNL every week. You know, you have a chance to not only know these people, but also collaborate with them. And so, you know, especially in the comedy world, you never know who is going to be a executive or a producer or a writer at the next level, because everybody has to write and to some degree. We can't talk about those comedians that don't write, but everybody's got to be more than just a performer. And, you know, that's the beauty of it, is that as actors, we constantly have to evolve. We have to, and it's different even from when I came out of school, when I came out of undergrad, when I came out of grad school. Like, there was always different changes. And, you know, now with the internet, you have to be constantly evolving with the times. I mean, I see guys on Instagram, because let's be real. You might think there's silly videos on Instagram, but right now I'm starting to notice casting directors are paying attention to casting directors and studio execs. Let's be real, are starting to pay attention to what type of impact you're making on social media. So I've taken the time to really delve into understanding social media and trying to become a part of it. You know, I hit and I miss, but let me tell you, I heard an interview with a guy who's just came up and he's doing, I think he's actually in acting school right now. I think his name is, they call me Renny, R-E-N-N-Y, on Instagram. So he's been doing these comedy videos for the last year or so. He's been killing it. He's been doing so many videos and at such a high level. But he happens to be in acting school at the current moment right now. So I heard him in an interview talking about, yeah, well, at the end of the year, when I graduate, I'll have a showcase and I'll be able to meet a manager and an agent. And I paused for a second. I was like, this kid doesn't even know what he has right now. Right now, he has the tool to get him an agent or a manager before graduation. As a matter of fact, he'll have less competition going after it right now rather than waiting for a showcase from a school that's not on the map. I mean, like, granted, my showcase was amazing because I went to a top tier school, top three school consistently. For grad school, you know, that's the other thing. He's coming out of undergrad. So, I mean, there are some undergrads that can get you seen, but don't bet on it. Don't bet on going to one school and finding out because you think you can get an agent or a manager from that school, because that is the worst thing to do. But realize that you have this in your power already to go and get that agent or manager. There people who would fall over themselves if they saw, I don't know how many followers he has, maybe 100,000 followers on Instagram, and you know he's not a model because they actually let me see if I can find his information. Call me Renny. It's at call me Renny. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Not going to be able to find it. But anyway, just let me, he has north of 100,000 followers and he's actually making a lot of impact on the internet. And that's what they're looking for. You know, that is what makes, that makes people perk up for a second, you know, because not only that, When the opportunities go away, you still have built, if you're smart, you still have built a solid fan base that will follow you into any endeavor that you may have. You know, this internet audience is definitely starting to be vital, starting to make a lot of people famous, very famous, very quickly. That's not to say when automatically you have this internet thing going on that you now are, you're eligible to be an actor. You're eligible. I don't like the people that are not doing it. The reason I picked him out is call him Renny. Lorenzo Cromwell is his real name. The reason I picked him out is because he has 535,000 followers right now. So imagine what a studio is looking at when they see somebody with that type of following, basically unknown, probably eligible to sell some products right now because he has that many ears. And you're in acting school, you got the world at your feet. You know, that's the thing. Like, people don't want to take a risk anymore. In Hollywood, Hollywood has become, and I say Hollywood encompassing both coasts, East Coast and West Coast, and down South even, because I've been down in Atlanta working and they are kicking butt and there's a lot of stuff going on down there. But when you've got that type of following on your own, people want a already done deal. They want to make sure that the people that they are signing to their agency are already cooked. for lack of a better term. They're cooked. They're already ready, prepared to be served to a waiting buying public. And yeah, like, I wish I had 535,000 followers. You know, I could call up an agent tomorrow. Now, I don't recommend you all bothering agents right now on the phone, calling them up. But if you really want to add an edge to your thing, target an agent, make sure you know how to contact them and put your stuff in front of them, or put yourself in front of them. You know, if they're holding some type of, well, not a workshop, but if there's something, now I know the workshops are being cracked down on the West Coast, but I don't know about the East Coast. But if there's a way to get yourself in front of that person, or if they come to your school, make sure you go out there and meet them. Shake hands, get the hands, the handshaking, and make yourself known. So you don't have to worry about any showcase. When showcase time comes, and I mean, on top of that, you know, sometimes you have a lot of people who maybe have a huge following like this, but they're not in a city like New York, LA, Atlanta, New Orleans, or Detroit, or anywhere, Chicago, anywhere where they could get an agent and really realistically jump out there. But this guy is in New York City. I mean, I'm telling you, he could walk in there and be like, hey, I'm calling him Rennie. Put me on your roster right now. I've got 535,000 followers. So they're gonna be like, yeah, what else have you done? He's like, I've done 700 videos, short 15-second clips that really are showcasing what I think I can offer. I'm known by this. I've done interviews on this. Da 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 da. You think an agent isn't gonna sign you on the spot? They don't want to let you walk out of the door at that point. So I say all this to say, please get your training, but realize there are some other things that come into play besides your training. Now, you can be a great actor without going to school. Don't get me wrong, but having some type of background, at least you've been in the theater, or at least you've done independent movies for years, that will help you, because success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. And I live by that adage. So, you know, I've been preparing myself from, you know, a young age to be given an opportunity to do that. So when I build my 535,000 followers on Instagram, I want you all to be like, yes, he is prepared. He's taking the time to learn the craft of acting. And I thank you all for being here. I thank you all for coming to check out the return relaunch of Ignite Your Acting Career podcast. I'm your host, Frank Fawcett. I want to thank you all for listening. Please check us out at igniteyouractingcareer.com. Sign up for our list, 5 free acting tips that will put you head and shoulders above your competition and make you a better actor. That'll give you a list to our bulletin as well, so that we can do it. And you can also, also working on a book right now. So, let me know if there's any things you guys want to tackle, want me to tackle in a book. I'm going to be calling it Ignite Your Acting Career, and I'm also going to give it a subtitle of some kind, a real life guide to acting or something like that. So, but you can also get my first video module. It'll be available briefly. Depends on when you're listening to this. No excuses. Get professional acting auditions by Ignite Your Acting Career. That is right on the front of the website. First thing you see. Thank you all for being here. And I want to remind you to ignite your acting career. Later.